The governor is asking legislators to approve dedicating an additional 0.05% of the state's sales tax to transportation to generate $48 million in new dollars for road projects. Diverting money from the general fund for transportation has traditionally been opposed by Democrats, though McDonnell says this is a small but necessary part of a comprehensive $500 million transportation package, which he will unveil before the General Assembly session begins next month.
I categorically reject any contention that you can't use general fund for transportation. It's simply false. It's been done in 1991, four times over the last decade, and the legislature has constantly embraced a small and prudent use of general fund monies to be transferred to transportation. For a bill to actually pass the House and the Senate, there's got to be some general fund and some other things that are viewed as new revenues. That's got to be the focus by necessity, but also because it makes good economic sense. I mean, we're out of excuses. Kicking the can down the road is not a solution. I don't think people want to have to go back home and explain to their citizens why we're going to run out of money in 4 years and why we only have 45% of the purchasing power for transportation resources that we had 25 years ago, and why our business rankings have fallen because of transportation, and why Northern Virginia is the most congested region in the country.
McDonnell also proposes a $128 million payment to the state's Rainy Day Fund, covering the $78 million scheduled payment for 2014 and $50 million toward the following year. As previously announced, the governor will invest $75 million into public education, including nearly $59 million for the state share of a 2% pay raise for public school teachers. Democratic State Senator Janet Howell of Fairfax says she's disappointed that the governor neglected to include any revenue to expand Medicaid.
It's truly a tragedy for 305,000 Virginians. And what's ironic is it was going to be totally federal funding for the first 3 years. The taxes we're paying in Virginia will be going to other states.
Governor McDonnell says any expansion of Medicaid without reforms would be irresponsible.
I look at this budget that's crunching every governor's budget in every one of the 50 states in the country and see that Virginia's grown by 1,600% in Medicaid spending over the last 30 years to go from 5% to 20% of the budget. You have to ask that question, what can we afford going forward? And do we trust the federal government to really provide 100% of the funding for 3 years or 90% forever? They're broke. I think it's irresponsible to expand unless there's a lot more information and a whole lot more reform going on at the federal level.
The governor's amendments offer $93 million in new reforms, efficiencies, and other savings, produced partly from recommendations in the 4% reduction plans McDonnell requested earlier this year. Craig Carper, WCVE News, Capitol Square.